This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The Pentagon has released footage of this week's incident involving a Russian fighter jet intercepting a U.S. surveillance drone over the Black Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The military had accused Russia of an aggressive and unsafe intercept that led to the U.S. having to ditch the drone in the water.
You've heard about the dumping of the fuel and everything else. We have video evidence of all that.
And the 42-second video that's now been released shows a Russian jet dumping fuel as it passes the drone in apparent attempt to blind the Reaper's optical instruments and push it out of the area. The military says another approach shows a jet hitting the drone's propeller, though Russia denies any physical contact. The incident brought the two nations closest to direct confrontation since the Ukraine invasion began a year ago, and it led Milley and Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin to talk with their Russian counterparts for the first time since October. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's large-scale transfer and deportation of Ukrainian children to areas under its control amounts to a war crime, according to the United Nations investigators Thursday. In their first report, the high-level investigation team also warned that Moscow's barrage of attacks on Ukraine's energy-related infrastructure and its widespread pattern of torture could amount to crimes against humanity. Japan and South Korea work to smooth out areas of concern as key talks proceed. The two Northeast Asian nations have agreed to resume regular visits between their leaders and have taken steps to resolve a trade dispute. As a highly anticipated summit begins, a sign the two countries are rebuilding their nation's security and economic ties as they try to overcome a century of difficult history. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Thursday he was following the Israeli government's planned legal reforms with great concern and urged compromise. He made his comments after talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Britain said on Thursday it would ban TikTok on government phones with immediate effect, a move that follows other Western countries who have barred the Chinese-owned video app over security concerns. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has demanded that TikTok's Chinese owners divest their stakes in their popular video app or face a possible ban in the U.S. TikTok issued a statement saying, quote, "The best way to address national security concerns is with transparent, U.S.-based protection of U.S. user data and systems," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Niger on Thursday for a rare visit to a country seen as a bastion of support for Western military operations in a region where Russia is making inroads. Blinken is the first U.S. official at this level to visit the former French colony, where both France and the United States maintain forces to battle jihadist insurgencies in the troubled Sahel region. Meanwhile, Blinken says implementation of the November peace deal in Ethiopia is showing significant progress. VOA's Maya Missaker reports.
Blinken also made an announcement for $331 million in humanitarian support in Ethiopia. The U.S. is Ethiopia's biggest single country provider of humanitarian assistance, with over $3 billion worth of humanitarian assistance provided over the last 2 years of conflict. Blinken's visit to Ethiopia included talks with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on implementation of the peace deal. The two also discussed issues of accountability for atrocities perpetrated by all parties during the conflict and the need for transitional justice, according to a statement by spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State. Maya Misikar for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Gabon's transport minister resigned Thursday, the presidency announced, a week after a ferry disaster that claimed the lives of at least 21 people, with another 16 still missing. There had been growing calls for the departure of Brice Paye from relatives of the victims, opposition politicians, and campaigning groups since the disaster off the coast of Gabon. The government had already suspended four senior figures inside the Merchant Marine and Maritime Affairs Administration. A general strike in Greece called in response to a rail disaster last month has grounded flights and extensively disrupted services, with protests in cities across Greece planned later on Thursday. One taxi driver said, "People are very angry, but they also don't know what to do." The strike also kept ferries to the Greek islands at port, left public hospitals running with emergency staff, and halted public transport services. Diane Roberts, VOA News.